Welcome to the RCI Business Report for Thursday, June 2nd, 2022. Today, our report covers Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Market, there were no trades on June 1st, 2022. The following are the latest closing prices for the major equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $9. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $3.75. Grenada Electricity Services, $10.95. Republic Bank Grenada Limited, $45. General Property Corporation, $5.40. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $8.88. Bank of Nevis Limited, $2.80. St. Lucia Electricity Services, $20. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 21 securities, of which 7 advanced, 6 declined, and 8 traded firm. Trading activity resulted in the following movements of the TTSE indices. The All TNT Index advanced by 0.23 points to close at 2061.35. The Composite Index declined by 1.35 points to close at 1411.31. The Cross-Listed Index declined by 0.43 points to close at 100.2. The SME Index remained at 39.71. Trading activity on the first-tier market registered a volume of 466,459 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange valued at $4.6 million. Massey Holdings Limited was the volume leader, with 426,000 shares changing hands for the value of $2.2 million, followed by Trinidad and Tobago NGL Limited, with a volume of 14,000 shares being traded for $299,000. Trading activity on the mutual fund market registered a volume of 3,950 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange valued at $110,000. Clico Investment Fund was the volume leader, with 3,500 shares changing hands for the value of $101,000, followed by Calypso Macro Index Fund, with a volume of 450 shares being traded for $9,200. On the Jamaica Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 50 stocks, of which 23 advanced, 18 declined, and 9 traded firm. Market volume amounted to 17.8 million units, valued at over $102 million. The following companies represent the overall volume leaders. Wigton Wind Farm Limited ordinary shares with 3.7 million units. JMMB Group Limited with 2.7 million units. And Trans-Jamaican Highway Limited with 2.7 million units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, one advanced and three unchanged as 41,000 shares traded on the regular market with a total value of $34.8 million. Epley Caribbean Property Value Fund was the volume leader with 34,000 at a high of 52 cents and a low of 51 cents before closing at 52 cents. They were followed by Insurance Corporation of Barbados Limited and Goddard Enterprises Limited, which traded 4,162 and 1,624 shares, respectively. For RCI's Business Report, I am Tova Gibson.